they are seriously concerned by the false allegations which have been leveled by the Tamil regime against a sovereign state. And we know that these allegations have been made for a purpose. And we know that whenever these allegations are made, Tamil will be preparing to unleash a wave of violence against the people in Zimbabwe in general, and the MDC in particular, as witnessed by the abductions of members from Mashonaland and West, including a two-year-old baby. So we believe that as the House of Assembly, it is important for us to debate these issues and expose them for what they are, and the House should in fact condemn such a kind of conduct, because we know that this is designed to justify the crackdown of the people of Zimbabwe, and it could be a prelude to the declaration of a state of emergency.
But what response did you get from ZANU-PF lawmakers?
As of now, we still have other speakers lined up. We don't know what ZANU-PF's response will be, but probably it will be the usual rhetoric that they've got a compelling evidence, which we know will not stand up in a court of law.